Good morning. Yes, it is still morning. It's 11:57, which still makes it morning. Sunday, January the 26th, 2020. Aloha. Hi. So I got my words. I postponed the walk until I got my words. It doesn't usually work out when I take the walk. Don't have the words. Next thing I know, it's 7 o'clock at night and I still haven't got the words. So I got my words. 2300. One shy of 2400. I don't care. It only needs to break 2000. Everything else is gravy. So I got the words down. The story started to come together. 40,000 words. I've been working on the third draft of The Wizard's Butler. I've got a couple of big changes that I have to add, a couple of small changes. It's coming together nicely. I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what I'm reading. I've changed books like three times in the last 2 days. I have no idea what I'm reading anymore. I started looking for new authors that I've never heard of before. And I'm finding a few, but I can't seem to get out of the short story ghetto, for lack of a better term. Every time I find somebody who looks interesting, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Every time I find somebody who looks interesting, they're Tread Pub. I can't read Tread Pub. Well, they write short stories. I'm not going to read short stories. I'm just not going to do it. I don't have time to read short stories. Guy came up behind me, scared the crap out of me. I like the shoes, but he keeps wearing them outside on the sidewalk. He's gonna tear the hell out of them. I still have to get mine in to get them resold. So it's been a challenge to find new authors, to find authors that I haven't seen before and turn down. Started reading one about a corn something. What the heck was it? Probably look it up. If I can do it with shutting off the recorder. Seems to still be going. Okay. Where's my Kindle? as being difficult. I'm not sure that I even... Okay. Blood and honey, blood roses and honeysuckles. I started reading that one. It was really good, but it wasn't science fiction. And I was looking specifically for science fiction authors, so that was kind of a problem. But Blood Roses and Honeysuckles by Tamara Hu Woods. I got through the sample and then said, no. The other one was... What is this? Core of Confliction. Which was okay. That just didn't do anything for me. And I've picked this book before. I recognize the story. It's, is this Lawrence Donner? Quicker? I think so. Let's see if I can go to the cover. That's giving me grief. Yeah, it is. It's Lawrence E. Donner's. D-A-H-N-E-R-S. I know I've read these books before. I know I've read this before. But it didn't complain when I tried to buy it. He has another one that I think is his. About a freight ship. A freighter. That's... I gave up after about 4 or 5 pages. So I don't know. A couple of people have recommended him to me again. And I thought, well... I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. It's not like I don't have a bunch of stuff in my to-be-read file, but I'm trying to get out of the white guy military science fiction masquerading as space opera silo, and it's a bit of a challenge. I don't know if it's because these are stories that only appeal to writers who are old white guys or middle-aged white guys. I don't know. I'm trying to find something different. And it's... on the one hand, thank you, Chris Fox, for convincing everybody that they need to write the same story over and over. Because that leaves me plenty of room to write other stories. But it doesn't give me a lot to choose from in terms of people who are in the groove, in the niche, but not writing the same stories. They're, for the most part, a lot of them are writing trad pub stories, just publishing themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm grateful that they're doing it because it leaves me so much room to play in. But the other side of it is, come on, guys, gals. There are women in this space. Wish there were more. Apparently, my old friend Deborah Geary, now writing under Audrey Fay, is working on a space opera. I'm really excited to see it. She gets it together. Okay, the guys aren't working today. Sunday. It worked yesterday, though. Alright, make the eastern turn here. The sun is gonna get warm. It's a guy with a new puppy. He really wants to walk by the grass. The pup is trying to pull sideways so that he can walk over by the grass. I'm not exactly sure what the story is. Funny as hell. Cute little dog. Little tiny puppy. Get ready. Stay with me. I'm going to post. So it is a lovely morning. I've said that probably 25 times already, but it is a lovely morning. It's another 50 degree day. Walking along here, there's no breeze. When the breeze comes up, it's a little chilly, but there's pretty much no breeze except for the one I'm generating by walking. Sun is up. It's got a little bit of cloud cover, but it's not shining. It's not causing it any problem in terms of shining through. Look at this. Shadows everywhere. I've had a couple suggestions of pranks the Pixies could pull. I've got a couple of my own. I've got a couple that have been suggested. I may use more than one. I don't know. We'll see. I need to get groceries today because I'm almost out of cat food. I probably could put together enough stuff to make dinner tonight, but I need a can of cat food to open up. I may have enough to get through tonight, and I'll have to count. If there's one in the morning, then I could wait until tomorrow. But I'm just, you know, delaying the inevitable. For Asian tonight, I don't know. Everybody's going to be home for dinner tonight. Just walking along, not thinking about anything. I gotta get back on the treadmill. I gotta get my evening watching in so that I've got something to talk about. There's a lot going on that I can't talk about. There's a lot of simple stuff that I can't talk about. There's a lot of things going on that I don't, you know, it's not like, yeah, okay, fine. I don't think it's really interesting enough to even be thinking about while I'm walking. I'm more interested in thinking about, okay, what am I gonna do? What am I going to do with this Dark Knight Station? What am I going to do after Dark Knight Station? I could do another Ishmael omnibus. Not that they really do much. People are talking about they'd like to have them, but I was hoping I would pick up a lot of page reads on it. I should check, because I don't know exactly how many I've done. But I do know that the news stories are coming out, and I like them. But we solved the problems. That was a problem that I didn't know I had. Yesterday, my co-writer is trying to put together a revised version of one of her paperbacks. And we both use the same software. We both use Lex. OYX. It's LY, but whatever. We both use it, and she had to reset her hard drive for some reason. I don't remember what it was, but when she did, her version of the software wouldn't work anymore. It wouldn't find the graphics. It wouldn't even compile. It just would open up and say, yeah, no. And leave it sitting there, but it wouldn't do anything with it. So we've been going around with this for like 3 days, 4 days. And couldn't figure it out. I thought we had it figured out. We didn't have it figured out. Thought we had it figured out. Didn't have it figured out. Thought we had it out. We get it one step forward, one step backward. One step forward, one step backward. We just, you know, we get this problem fixed and the next problem would come up. And so it took, and yesterday I tried to look at, okay, well, I'll do it on my machine and see if it's something between her machine and my machine, because that happens. And mine wouldn't work either. Same, failed with the same errors. And I'm going, what the hell? Something changed. So I did the upgrade. Upgrade still had the same problem. Went to 230. I need to go to 233 to bring it right up to date. Well, finally figured it out. I finally brought it down onto my machine. Brought her files down. Her files didn't work. My files didn't work. And I finally started going through every piece of documentation I could find and found a discrepancy between what we were doing and what it was supposed to be. And it made me go, what? Since when? And I tried it. Sure enough, it worked. So it's like, okay, well. Granted, it's been a while since I tried to do a paperback, but really? What the hell? But anyway, it worked. We got it solved. So we're both in better places in terms of doing paperbacks. She gave me a couple tips on how she does her paperbacks, because she doesn't pass her HTML files back and forth and turning them into LaTeX files and then going through and correcting them so that they load properly into Lix. She just does a copy of the text and then pastes it in where it needs to go in the Lix files after she's got the header and the footer and the front router done and all the rest of it. She just pastes it in. And apparently that works. So I'm going to try that. We'll see. See if I can get it to cut out a couple of painful steps between and still have the correctly formatted file when I get done. Good morning. Good afternoon, I guess now. So if you find an error, if you find a typo in Cape Grace, let me know, because as soon as I get this Wizard's Butler story tossed over the fence to Karen, I'm going to be putting together the paperback. Apparently there's some mix up with a pronoun he, and George, who was supposed to be Harry in the Bleak Point. I didn't find it, but that doesn't mean it's not there. It just means I didn't find it. I did find George. George was easy to find. I didn't find he. So I'm not sure if it was a misuse of he or if because it was only women and Jimmy, the he was unambiguous to me, but seemed ambiguous to somebody who was called Harry. At any rate, coming up on it. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.